And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 17th of July, 2016. It's the birthday of Shmuel Yosef Agnon, wrote under the name S.Y. Agnon, born in what is now Ukraine in 1888, grew up in a home where Yiddish was spoken. He could read Hebrew and German. He moved to what is now Israel when he was 20 years old. S.Y. Agnon, whose books include The Bridal Canopy, A Guest for the Night, and who won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1966. At his 70th birthday party, he gave a speech, and he said, "I did not recount great things and wonders about myself. An author who believes he has great things to tell about himself misappropriates his mission. The individual to whom God gave an author's pen must write of the acts of God and his wonders with human beings." It's the birthday of Isaac Watts, the church composer, born in Southampton, England, 1674, wrote more than 600 hymns, including Joy to the World and When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. It's the birthday of Ernest Percival Rees, born in London, 1859. He was a mining engineer, but a publisher got him confused with a scholar named John Rees and approached him about editing a series of books called Camelot Classics, and Ernest Rees went ahead and did it. Inexpensive works of classic literature, and he called it Everyman's Library, and it's still in print. It's the birthday of the Belgian astronomer Georges Lemaître, born in Charleroi, Belgium, on this day in 1894, who proposed the Big Bang theory, saying that the universe originated with a gigantic explosion of what he called a small superatom, and that the universe is constantly expanding. And it's the birthday of the man who gave us the defense attorney Perry Mason, the novelist Earl Stanley Gardner, born Malden, Massachusetts, 1889. He was a lawyer who wrote detective fiction for pulp magazines, and his first Perry Mason novel was The Case of the Velvet Claws. It came out in 1933. Here's a poem for today by Jim Daniels, talking about the day. "Each night after reading three books to my two children, we each picked one to unwind them into dreamland. I'd turn off the light and sit between their beds in the wide junk shop rocker I'd reupholstered blue, still feeling the close reading warmth of their bodies beside me, and ask them to talk about the day. We did this, we did that, sometimes leading somewhere, sometimes not, but always ending up at the happy ending of now. Now, in still darkness, listening to their breath, slow and ease into sleep's regular rhythm. They are grown, you might have guessed, the past tense solid, unyielding against the dropped bombs of recent years. But how it calmed us then, rewinding the gentle loop and in the trusting darkness, pressing play." Talking About the Day by Jim Daniels, from Apology to the Moon, published by Bat Cat Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.